Time now to talk stew, and let's be clear from the outset. This is not just any old stew. I'm talking about a Latin American favorite called sancocho. The world's regular contributor, Steve Dolinsky, sent us this tasty postcard from Panama City.
Sancocho is just basically chicken stew, but it is the best Latin American chicken stew I've ever had, certainly next to what my mom used to make as a kid, although the ones down here don't have matzo balls in them. They typically have something called gallina de patio, and that is literally translated, the chicken of the yard. It's kind of a free-range chicken. It tends to be a little tougher, so they have to cook it a bit longer. But before they add water to this pot, they will rub it with something called culantro. So a lot of people think, from the U.S., they hear culantro, they think, oh, no, you mispronounced cilantro. But culantro is a very different herb. It's probably the length from like the palm of my hand to the top of my middle finger, about the width of a thumb. It's got a very different flavor, a different aroma. It's extremely popular here in Panama. And I actually went out with a local chef here named Francisco Castro, and he thinks that culantro is really the secret weapon to a great sancocho.
Really like an acid bite, but it's the flavor that you're going to find in sancocho more than the chicken. Actually, the culantro is going to be making the difference of that dish. And it's our traditional dish. It's the flavor of Panama.
There's culantro, there's garlic and onion. They marinate the chicken in that. Then they pour a bunch of water in and let it just simmer for about 45 minutes to an hour. Add a couple of indigenous tubers. One is called ñame. It kind of is from the yuca family. It's really starchy and white. And then another thing called otoy, which I've never seen, although I think it's related to cassava, they've told me. And then they just let that simmer and steep and kind of do a rolling boil. It's really just this fascinating, delicious, comforting bowl of chicken stew that you would have breakfast, lunch, dinner, or even kind of nursing a hangover. It really is a national dish here because there's a real big influence from Spain here, which obviously is the chicken and some of the herbs and the onions and garlic. But then when you get to the Caribbean side, they spice it up and they add ají chombo, which is kind of like an habanero. You also see just more hot sauces in general over on that side. Of course, everybody thinks theirs is the best version of it. And in fact, many of the chefs I've talked to hear about, you know, where do I get the best sancocho in town, will say you haven't had it until you eat it in the countryside. Apparently, the countryside is really where sort of the grandma cooking begins. And they said you really have to have it in a large cast iron pot with lots of wood underneath, you know, boiling and roasting this pot and having this sort of long 45-minute, hour and a half simmer boil. For this soup to really develop the flavors. Today, I'm looking outside. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's at least 85 degrees, extremely humid. Not doing great things for my hair, by the way. So it's sort of perplexing. You have this extremely hot, humid climate, and yet people are craving this really hot, comforting bowl of chicken stew. I think it's kind of like, you know, when you're in warm climates, or when you're in Vietnam or you're in India and you're eating spicy food, it's helping you sweat a little bit. It's sort of like if you're from Panama, no matter what the temperature's like outside, sancocho just brings you back to a place of comfort and warmth and security, and you know, all is well in the world. Panamanians just cannot get enough of sancocho.
Our food writer friend Steve Dolinsky sending us some good sancocho vibes from Panama City.
Morir, a mí nada me importa, si la muerte me ayuda.